They quieted, as if she were an officer.
I must see the Duke, she said, first, and then...
You'll be back, said Arnie. You will, won't you?
For a while, yes. It depends on the Duke.
He'll have you. He always would.
Arnie threw back her head and laughed for a moment.
Ah, what a time we'll have. You beginners, you don't know what you've missed. Just wait.
Arnie, Pox began embarrassed.
Never mind, said Arnie. Go on, see the Duke. Then we'll hunt orcs together. You haven't forgotten how, I'll wager.
Pox shook her head and followed the now bemused sentry through the Duke's gate. She had never been in this part of the stronghold before. The inner court was separated from the main one by the back walls of the mess hall, infirmary, and one barracks. The other sides were composed of the Duke's own quarters, where the cohort captains also lived, as well as the Duke's servants, the armory, and the storehouses. In the center of the small courtyard, a stone bench surrounded a well. A small tree grew out of the pavement nearby. The Duke's residence took up the north and west sides. At the door, another sentry took over from the first one. Pox did not recognize him either. But as he started to lead her into the hall, Arkelin came down a passage and spoke to her.
Pox, is it really you? The Duke will be pleased.
Yes, Captain. Pox found herself reverting in her mind to the company private she had been.
You look well, are you?
Yes, very well.
Good. Follow me.
He waved the sentry back and led the way upstairs himself, and along a passage on the north wing.
The Duke's in his office. You haven't been up here before, have you?
No, sir.
It's the third door on the right.
But he led her all the way. The door stood open. Pox could see as they neared it, a large room, full of light from windows that opened on the court. He stepped in. Pox paused on the threshold.
My lord, it is Pox Cenarion.
Pox could see the Duke, sitting at a desk, littered with papers. His head came up. His face had hardly changed, but for looking tired. He looked for her, and his grim expression eased as he met her eyes.
Come in, Pox, or do you use your full name now?
Thank you, my lord. Either will do. She stepped into the room, and Arkelin went out quietly.
The Duke looked her over. You look better than the last time I saw you.
Yes, my lord, I am.
Come, sit down.
He gestured to a chair near the desk, and she took it.
You wear no sword, he said. Have things stayed, then, as they were?
No, my lord. I spent the summer in Leonia with the rangers. They use bows, mostly. I hadn't money enough for a sword.
With the rangers?
His face seemed to come alive, then freeze.
Then you could...
He stopped, and she knew what he would not ask.
My lord, I can fight again, and did. I came to thank you for your help, and for your trust.
As she spoke, he stood and came to her. He stopped a few feet away and looked her up and down.
It is repaid by seeing you whole again. What can I do for you, besides give you a sword?
My lord, I didn't come to beg a sword of you, but a place. If you have need of another soldier, I have need of work.
You aren't going back to Finn Paneer, then?
He looked pleased. If I do, I'd like to have my own weapons, said Pox.
Ha! He grinned suddenly. You are better, but I promised you a captaincy, remember?
Pox laughed.
My lord, you are generous beyond...